Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio.
History.
Forever.
And ever.
Uh-huh. Nancy and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but be cautious. You may gain weight just by listening to this.
Oh, then I'm doomed.
We never listen to our show, so it's not a problem.
I'm listening to you right now talk.
I'm not listening to you.
No, shut up. That's that deaf ear again. I bet you think we're going to be doing an Italian restaurant?
Nope.
Greek?
Nope.
Chinese?
Nope.
Huh. Oh. And this segment is, How Now, Blue Cow?
It will all come clear, people.
I think it became clear in my mind just now.
Well, I'm glad of that. Several of our loyal listeners recommended a new restaurant in the neighborhood. Since we both love Polish food, we put it on the top of our list.
Of course.
The Fast Track.
You betcha.
One evening, we jumped into the mini-mobile and headed out in search of kapusta pierogies.
I love kapusta pierogies.
When we pulled into the parking lot, we spotted a sign over a storefront that said, Polish Restaurant. That must be the place.
Yep.
We are referring to the Blue Cow Polish Restaurant in Lake in the Hills.
They've only been open since January, so it's relatively a new restaurant.
But that's why they haven't got a sign yet.
It's August, and they still don't have a sign.
Oh, well.
And they're waiting to see if they're going to make it or not.
Yeah, why invest in a sign?
Exactly. Yeah. It's a small venue with 7 high-top tables and 8 regular tables, and the decor is clean and basic.
On to our Polska feast. How about that?
Mm.
I speak Polish.
You do? Polska is Polish? I
sure.
Can say Polska. You want to hear some good words in Polish?
No, please
My
don't.
Uncle
please
just...
don't do that.
Oh, okay.
Beep. No. We saw the homemade Polish chicken noodle soup for $3 that was on the menu today, and we had to have it.
We did.
And it was really good.
Oh, my God.
It was really good.
Absolutely delicious.
It had a rich broth and was packed with those little extra fine noodles.
That's Polish soup.
I'm surprised you think they use the Kluski noodles.
I know, but no, usually Polish people, if you remember when we went somewhere else, where we go, it's always the small, extra fine noodles.
Interesting.
I know.
We also found out that authentic Polish chicken noodle soup has no chicken in it.
I know. I was surprised.
Because they didn't waste the chicken meat in the soup. They use it for other things.
In the dishes that they prepared.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And we started our feast with 2. Oh, no.
Here we go.
Plaki zajmniak zain.
Perfect.
Did I say it right?
You speak Polish. So.
Oh, good. You want to hear some good words, though?
No, please don't. No, no.
Potato pancakes, those are. So why didn't we just say potato pancake for $6?
Because I love to hear you talk Polish. Say it again.
No, I'm not stupid. These were large, thick, and crispy, served with applesauce and sour cream. Jim really liked them. I was more critical since I am the potato pancake connoisseur.
I actually liked them. They were pretty good. I mean, yes, we have had better ones.
Oh, gosh, yes.
But I think these are number 2. I like them.
No, I don't think they're number 2.
Oh, well. Nancy ordered the pierogi dinner. See, I have no trouble talking Polish.
I could say pierogi. You want to hear some good ones, though, that my uncle taught me?
No.
Oh.
12 pierogis for $10. You get 2 choices from the 5 available types of pierogis. Sweet cheese, potato and onion, meat and sauerkraut and mushroom.
Unfortunately, I went for the sauerkraut pierogies, but they put fungi in them.
Yeah.
I don't like fungi. I like fungis, but I don't like fungi. I was disappointed today.
Also, if you like, you can have them topped off with bacon, onions, and sour cream.
I like bacon and onions on mine.
That's who doesn't? She chose a potato with cheese and the potato with onion pierogies and added bacon and onion toppers just to top it off.
Yeah.
Sadly, we were informed that they were out of the potato and onion pierogies. I know. So Nancy changed her order to 6 pierogies for $6, and she chose another entree to go with it.
I was a pig that day.
Well, 6 pierogies, that's...
That's nothing.
No. So she wanted to try the Polish sausage, otherwise known as kibasa, for $6. That was fried and came with either sauerkraut or sautéed onions. She went with the sauerkraut. Since Nancy makes the best homemade pierogies in the world, and you do.
Thank you, my love.
It's hard to live up to her standards.
It is.
She prefers her pierogies with more cheese flavor, and luckily the addition of bacon and onions added a lot of flavor.
Yeah, because otherwise they were bland.
But, you know, the bacon, it wasn't the normal bacon that we're used to. It's like the unsmoked bacon.
It's not cured.
It tasted more like little bits of ham than bacon.
Yeah, more like a Canadian-type bacon. Yeah.
The Polish sausage was okay, and the sauerkraut was mild and not overpoweringly sour.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah. Jim is getting into the Polish theme since he was in a polka wedding band in his ute.
Yes, I was. It was called the Premier Knights.
I didn't ask.
With a K, because we were cool.
You cracked me up.
We used to say, do all the polka numbers. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, when you got into the wedding band and you did the polka numbers,
we were the best.
With his blown out lip and he did the horn, the trumpet. Oh, my God. You guys did not sound so good.
We had a great Cordovox player. Look that up, all you people. Cordovox.
Well, anyway, so he chose the Taste of Poland for $15. This consisted of a galupki.
A what?
A galupki.
Yeah, very good.
Mm-hmm. Stuffed cabbage. Now, in Ukrainian that I'm in, we call them holubchi.
Okay.
Not galupki. We call them holubchi.
But this isn't a Ukrainian restaurant.
Exactly, because my Ukrainian ones are better.
Oh, and a potato pancake
and fried Polish sausage and his choice of 3 pierogies with the same filling. He chose the sauerkraut and mushroom with the bacon and onion toppers.
I did.
I love sauerkraut ones. Those are my favoritest, and I couldn't have them because of the fungi.
There wasn't even hardly any little bits of mushrooms.
It doesn't matter. I hate fungi. I would taste it. His favorite on the plate was the stuffed cabbage.
I do love stuffed cabbage. And here again, you make the world's best stuffed cabbage.
Thank you.
You do. You really do. But this was good.
Okay.
This was good.
Go ahead, my love. It's your turn. Go ahead.
For dessert, we had a taste for ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
But we decided to pass on dessert here. We went to Dairy Mart on our way home and got one of their dip cones.
Oh, yeah.
I love those.
Oh, I love those.
Especially when it's hot and the chocolate doesn't melt, but all the ice cream melts from the inside and rolls down your arm.
And on your clothes.
Yeah.
And then drips between your legs.
You know what I like to do? I like to watch them dip the cone in the chocolate because I'm waiting for the whole thing to go, you know.
It never does, though.
I know. I don't know how they do it.
They must have to go through school to learn it.
Ice cream cone dipping school?
Uh-huh. For the dippy people.
Okay.
Okay, so to sum up our Polska feast, this restaurant offers a lot of authentic dishes at a reasonable price. Jim took home a doggy bag with some of my Polish sausage and sauerkraut and half of his meal. A nice touch was when Joe, the chef owner, walked around the restaurant asking patrons if they enjoyed their meals.
That is a nice touch.
I lied through my teeth.
Yeah, well,
I was nice.
I mean, it was good, but, you know.
That's where we differ. Yeah. I did not like it at all. I'd rather go to another place that we always go to. It's a little bit tastier.
But here again, it's the only one that's in town.
Around.
It's closed, so, you know, it's okay. This restaurant is handicap accessible.
And the price for tonight's dinner was $46.44.
Now that's good eating.
So, my love.
Yes.
What is your take on this ristorante?
My dish was really a taste of Poland.
Yes, it was. It had a lot of everything on it.
It was a variety of everything I like. And for the money, it was a good deal. A lot of stuff in there. I could almost hear little Wally playing in the background.
His polkas, huh?
Uh-huh.
A one and a two.
No, that's Lawrence Welk.
Oh. Follow a little bouncing ball. Yeah, that was Lawrence Welk.
No, that's not even Lawrence Welk. That's Mitch Miller.
Boy, I can consolidate all of them in one.
I've offered to pay for therapy for so many times for you. It's just all bouncing around in your head now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's that little ball that I saw Mitch Miller. It's in my head now, and it's bouncing.
What's your take, Toots?
Oh, that Polish chicken noodle soup. If I could, I would buy the whole pot because it was out of this world. It was right up there with my homemade chicken soup, but I put the chicken meat in mine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use it for other dishes. I like my meat in my soup.
Aha.
Mm-hmm.
Give them the particulars, Poopsie.
Blue Cow Polish Restaurant. But when you get there, it'll just say Polish Restaurant. 2102 West Algonquin Road, Lake in the Hills, 60156. 847-854-4051. The website's www.bluecowpolishdeli.com. And that's because there's a deli connected onto the restaurant. So you can go to the restaurant to eat, and then you could do your Polish grocery shopping in the deli.
Actually, he started the deli first, and evidently the unit next to him opened up, so he decided to make it a restaurant.
Is that what it was?
I believe so.
Or are you guessing?
I know. I know these things.
Yeah, and how do you know these things, my love?
How do I know these things? Uh-huh. Because the deli was there first,
mm-hmm.
and now he got a storefront with a sign that says Polish restaurant over it.
So you just put two and two together.
Well, Blue Cow was over the... We do have to kill a lot of time, don't we? But Blue Cow is over the deli, and it doesn't say Blue Cow because he hasn't had time to make... You know what? Nobody cares. Just work with me here.
Okay.
Go with it.
So the directions to get there take Route 47 north to Algonquin Road and east to the restaurant. And the estimated travel time is 16 minutes, give or take a couple of seconds. Depends if there's traffic.
For those of you who just tuned in, this masterpiece is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM on your listening dial, WHRULP.
We put you in WHRU.
We sure do.
Now, my love, did we get any letters this week?
Well, let me just check the old mailbag here, see what... It's cooking.
Okay.
Hey, here's a little letter. I've been waiting for this.
I have been waiting for this.
Have you been waiting for this?
Yes, I
have. And so has Jackie.
Uh-huh. We got a letter from Barb.
Oh, okay.
And she told us about the old R&R Steakhouse in Marengo.
We've never been to it. People told me to go, and we never got there, and then they closed.
We tried to go to it, and it was all closed. It was...
Then we went to it, and it closed on
us. Yeah, but it's like an old farmhouse. Like, it looks pretty cool. But I guess the Nico Group is going to buy it out. That's the rumor.
It's a rumor.
So, well, that's what Barb told us. So if any complaints, I'll forward your email to Barb. But supposedly Nico's going to take that and turn it into, I don't know what, but something. Something with the Nico's chain. So,
okay.
Stay tuned for further details, because whenever we find out something, we will go there post-haste.
We will.
Certainly.
Especially Nico, because I like the restaurants, believe it or not.
Good.
They're
pretty darn good. I like their appetizers, like at the Nico's Tavern and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good. But anyway, if you'd like to write us an email, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
Void away Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Oh, boy, that's rough on the ears.
Especially Edith.
Yeah.
She's really... Well, here's an old, disgusting man.
That's me.
And proud of it, right?
You betcha.
With a bunch of old, disgusting recipes.
Yep.
They're old.
They're old and disgusting, just like me. Now, these are all for real recipes.
Mm-hmm.
And we know they're for real because for two reasons.
Why?
One, they're on the internet.
Yes, we did see them there.
Yes, so it has got to be true.
Uh-huh.
But also, they listed where they came from. And a lot came from, you know, like Betty Crocker and Better Homes and Gardens mm-hmm. and Good Housekeeping. So they are actual really recipes.
Really recipes.
For real, we wouldn't lie about a thing like that.
We wouldn't.
Now, it seems like, you know, back in the 60s and on up, you threw everything in Jell-O.
I know. I don't know why.
Everybody was big on Jell-O molds, and they throw everything in there.
My aunt used to make a lime Jell-O mold with cabbage in it, shredded cabbage, and she put on the top of, you know, she first started the mold a little bit and put little slices of green olives with the pimentos.
Really?
And then the cabbage.
What flavor Jell-O?
Lime.
Ooh.
It was not bad.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that, okay, I'm showing my age here, Jell-O 1, 2, 3?
No.
Yeah, it's you mix up this Jell-O and you pour it in a mold and there was some chemicals in it, I don't know what it was, but it would go into three different color layers.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to know what was in it to get it to do that.
Yeah, because you got to usually, with a Jell-O mold, you got to put the first layer in, refrigerate it till it hardens up, then you put another layer of something else in.
This was all at the same time. Oh. It magically did it. But here again, it's not around anymore. So there must be a reason.
People must have died off.
My first recipe is SpaghettiOs and Wieners Jell-O mold.
I've seen it. I've seen the picture of this, and it looks disgusting. Just now, like you.
The dish consists of two cans of SpaghettiOs. Are they still around, SpaghettiOs?
I don't know. Oh. I never ate them.
I did. They were good.
They were good?
Yeah.
And now you're a food critic?
You betcha.
Oh, God. That's why you'll eat anything.
Exactly.
You know, and I won't because I'm fussy. I'm a food critic. You just eat anything that's in front of you. You don't care.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Anyway, you mix that with...
Oh, Daddy remembers. Oh, that's a good commercial.
Yeah. Anyway, allow me to proceed with this.
Go ahead.
You mix two cans of SpaghettiOs with plain gelatin. Then you pour the whole thing in a round Jell-O mold and chill it.
Until firm?
Yep. And then in the hole in the middle of the Jell-O mold, that's where you stick the little hot dogs, the little wieners. And you stick them up in there. Ah.
Nauseating.
This is a treat that your guests will love.
I don't think so. SpaghettiOs and hot dogs.
Well, they go together, but the whole Jell-O thing is kind of bizarre. But its whole thing is cold. So
but
what difference
ooh, it's cold. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really, honest to God, is really disgusting. So
Thank
it's
you.
Cold spaghetti?
Thank you.
Cold spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you liked it. Did you ever eat cold spaghetti?
No, I probably did at some point or other.
Did you like it?
That was probably before microwaves. I'm too lazy to warm up, so I just ate it.
So then that spaghetti sauce that I have in my refrigerator and those noodles?
Yeah.
Then I don't have to cook. I can just give it to you?
Well, now we have microwaves, so.
That's cooking for me.
And a wonderful cook you are, my love.
I don't want to warm it up. I'll feed you cold stuff.
May I continue?
Okay, go ahead.
My next recipe is a bologna cake.
Oh, you're full of bologna.
No, it's really good. This actually sounds pretty good.
Does it?
Yeah, you take a slice of bologna.
Uh-huh.
You spread some cream cheese on top of it.
Mixed with ranch dressing.
If you are wild and crazy. And then you put some more bologna on top and keep on going, layers like that.
So cream cheese with ranch dressing and bologna.
And then what you do to decorate it, you get like a cake. And then you get some of that aerosol cheese and squirt it all around it, just like to decorate it. Ah, it's good eating.
Cheese? Wait. Cream cheese with ranch dressing in it, bologna, and then aerosol cheese?
Oh, yeah, it can't be beat.
Oh, I think it can be.
Oh,
gross.
Well, my next one.
Oh, that just sounds awful.
Well, let me read on. It gets better.
Okay.
We have the Crown Roast of Frankfurters.
Oh, like a standing...
like with the pork roast?
Yeah. Okay, stands up.
This one, you cut the Frankfurters lengthwise, but don't cut them all the way through. Okay, open them up. Cut the sides up on a rack about 3 inches from the source of heat, and you broil them for a little bit.
Oh, make them a little crunchy?
Yeah, and then you stick a toothpick in them to keep them up there.
Okay? Oh, all right.
And then for the pièce de résistance, you put cabbage in the middle.
Add vinegar to it?
Add vinegar.
Are you going to go like a coleslaw?
Yeah, I guess. Add vinegar and poppy seeds to it. Toss thoroughly, and you throw it in the middle.
Ooh, that doesn't sound so good.
Bake the whole schmear at 350 degrees for 10 minutes or until cabbage is tender but still crisp. Garnish with pimento.
Oh, but hot dogs with cabbage?
Mm-hmm.
No, people really serve this for dinners. I know, we've seen the recipes.
Okay, well, this one is really good.
It's really good?
This is salmon shortcake.
Oh, I don't like salmon.
Blend one can of cream of celery soup with a third cup of milk, one cup salmon, drained, one cup of cooked peas, and a dash of powdered dill. Heat thoroughly and serve on hot biscuits.
That's your shortcake.
That's the shortcake. This last one.
That is totally disgusting.
Well, you're going to love the next one. This is my...
Piece of the resistance?
Yes.
Okay, tell me it.
Just for a nice, cool summertime treat. Oh. See, frozen pork, beans, and ketchup pops. This is a for real recipe.
Oh,
okay. Put into a cup, you cut up some hot dogs, pork and beans, and ketchup in a popsicle mold with a stick. You throw it in the freezer, and you've got yourself a tasty, cool snack on a hot day, kids.
Ketchup? Mm. Pork and beans.
And hot dogs on a frozen.
And hot dogs, and they're cold and frozen.
Frozen on a stick.
Oh, now that is the worst disgusting thing. It's just turning my stomach.
You know, it's a cool treat on a hot day.
Those were the days.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aww, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
paper on a Cadillac. A little voice inside my head said, don't look back, you can never look back.